Four men lay motionless on one of the hills overlooking the village. They wore desert camouflage fatigues and body armor. Night vision goggles and binoculars gave them a clear view of every movement made below, while audio pickups fed every sound into their headsets. One of the observers studied a shielded monitor. He looked up. "They have a link to the satellite, and we're tapped in with them." His leader, a giant auburn-haired man with bright green eyes, smiled thinly. "Good." He leaned closer to get a better view of the screen. It showed a series of gruesome images, the pictures taken only minutes before by Gilles Ferrand, slowly loading onto the Lazarus website. The green-eyed man watched carefully. Then he nodded. "That's enough. Cut their link." The observer complied, rapidly entering commands on a portable keypad. He tapped the enter key, sending a set of coded instructions to the communications satellite high overhead. 1 second later, the digital pictures streaming up from Gusasa froze, flickered, and then vanished. The green-eyed man glanced at the two men lying flat next to him. Both were armed with Heckler & Koch PSG-1 sniper rifles designed for covert operations use. "Now kill them." He focused his night vision binoculars on the two Lazarus Movement activists. The bearded Frenchman and the slender American woman were staring down at their satellite hookup in disbelief. "Target acquired," one of the snipers murmured. He squeezed the trigger. The 7.62mm round hit Ferrand in the forehead. The Frenchman toppled backward and slid to the ground. "Target down." The second sniper fired an instant later. His bullet caught Susan Kendall high in the back. She fell in a heap next to her colleague.